the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
So, Luann Hunt, you do a lot of stuff.
And I'm pretty diverse.
You are. And that's why we have you here on the Edge, right?
Yes.
But check this out. You do a lot of multi-level marketing.
Yes.
How many? Yeah, exactly. Let's drink.
Cheers. Cheers.
I want to talk to you a little bit about that, you know, because that's not really something that I feature on the Edge. But I used to do it.
Yeah,
I made a ton of money. I was good at it. You know, I could sell ice to Eskimo.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But it's not about a sales pitch. It's about building a relationship. It's relationship marketing. Because people forget that Mary Kay was an MLM. Amway was an MLM. Tupperware. What was it?
Avon,
Princess House, Candles, all of those were building teams, getting residual income off of your downline, and they were sustainable. But then there's been some that's been, you know, kind of iffy, you know, like prepaid legal service. That was one I did. Girl, that was the best. You know, you pay a little bit and they cover everything. But then there was a certain herbal medicine and they got a bad batch. Yeah, I know. And you put yourself at a liability. So really, when you are looking for a company to represent an MLM, what do you look for?
Well, I got to tell you that I actually teach this to my students and I talk to them about MLMs because they're so easy to get into. And when you think about it, an MLM is customer relationship marketing. But if you go to a theater and you watch a movie, what do you do if you really like that movie? You come out of the movie and you start telling all your friends about it,
mm-hmm.
right? And if anybody is into the proper way of getting into an MLM, they'll do their homework. So in other words, I've only been involved in something that actually I can resonate with,
right?
Or I use myself. I don't try and push something on someone that I don't believe in. And I think that that's really important because you are just sharing a service.
Right.
So, which is really what a lot of affiliate marketing is as well. So that is the most important part to me. But
well,
I have,
you know what? I'm sorry, Brains. I forgot to tell you what the most important part to me is, introducing my guest right over there, Leanne Hunt. From Canada?
Luann.
I call you Leanne. Luann. I don't know. Shame on me. Cut. I'm going to cut that out.
Cut. That's funny.
Luann Hunt. On the Edge, Brains. With me and you. We just jumped right into the conversation. We're talking about affiliated marketing or affiliate. How do they say that?
Affiliate marketing,
multi-level marketing, relationship marketing. It's about a sale. It's about a marketing. It's about a pitch, but it's also about a product, but it's about team building, integrity, and finding that right fit. Because there's a lot of them out there. So you said, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you said that you teach this to your
students. Team
and to your clients. What do you teach them?
I teach at the college. I teach at the local college and I teach business and marketing strategy to my students. And one part of my course for the business course is the different types of business so that they're aware of what it is that they could possibly get into, or some of them are actually taking over from their family run businesses. Some of them are first time business owners and, you know, they're going to school and they're studying. So I try to teach them how to take what they're studying and turn it into a business. So what I mean by that is, for example, if they're taking any type of accounting courses, well, guess what? Now you can turn that into a business because that's a service. So you can offer that to your clients and you can get paid to do what your hobby is, what you love, right? And that goes for any type of hobby or topic. There's people that are taking nursing. There's people that are taking, in my courses, they're taking transcription courses. They're taking keyboarding. These are all courses that are amazing. They could, and I teach them how to turn it into a business. See, not
that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah, it's brilliant.
How to turn it into a business.
Well, everything is a business. Even if you are an employee, it's the business of work. You need to get into an organization. You need to understand the structure. Every time I worked in corporate America, honey, I knew everybody from the CEO to the janitor.
Absolutely.
Because it's an intricate part of bringing that work together. So tell us a little bit about you and how you show up in the world. How did you start teaching and what led you to be an educator?
Well, this is interesting because, you know, when I was a child, I actually wanted to be a teacher. I was convinced I was going to be a teacher when I grew up. And my poor little brother, he's 8 years younger than me. I used to make him sit in front of a blackboard that I got for Christmas one year. I used to make him sit and I taught him math. Wow. I taught him how to add and how to subtract. He hadn't even gone to school yet. So when he did go into grade one, the teachers were amazed because he was so far beyond, you know, the other students that were in there. He already knew how to add and subtract. So that was kind of cool. And then, you know, I just went through school and I loved my courses. I loved school. And I went into high school, same thing. I just kind of went into the business side of things. And I was convinced that I was going to be, you know, somebody's secretary or organize somebody's office. And then life happened and I ended up landing a job at the police department, believe it or not, but in the office. And that's where my career began.
Well, I bet you learned a lot there.
Yes, I did. So
what is it like in the classroom these days? You know, now here and there, because of COVID, there's this distance learning. In colleges, you've been doing that for a while though. I mean, there's nothing new. But how do you keep people engaged and motivated in front of this screen?
I think that it's important to involve your students because you know what? They're going to learn by being involved and applying. Right. So not just by sitting there listening to a lecture. You know yourself that if you take an online course and if you have to sit there and watch videos or just, you know, listen to a lecture, it's kind of daunting. Whereas I engage my students. So I tell them, I'll give them kind of a sense, just to give you an example. This past week, what we did was we did a subject on customer service, customer relationship, marketing. Mm-hmm. And so I said, when I went through the PowerPoints with them, because the PowerPoints are there, what I did was when I brought up the PowerPoint and I explained to them what a certain thing was, I turned around and said, okay, put in the chat, or I want you to type in the chat what you think the number one product is, or what you think would catch somebody's attention. And I would ask them questions like, so if I'm a marketer, where would I have to advertise to get your attention? Because you're a teenager or you're a young mom and you're going back to school. So most people don't have the old school way of advertising, right? Because Right. busy. You know, everybody's on Twitter or they're on social media, they're on Facebook, they're on TikTok, they're on, you know, Clubhouse, whatever it is that they're on. How do I, as a marketer, reach them? Right. So I put and it back.
It's not just reach them, but it's reach the right them.
Ah, yes. Yes.
But a lot of times, you know, I tell people all the time, everyone is not your client. You're casting a big wide net and you're trying to catch salmon and you end up with sardines.
Exactly.
So everybody is not your client. So, you know, really that's something that you want to consider too. On the flip side of that, niching down too much. Now, I've been able to podcast for 15 years. I host a variety show. I can, you know, I can really help people when I coach them to expand nutrition or, you know, nutrition of the mind, the heart, the spirit. Use the ambiguous term. A lot of times people niche too small and cut themselves off. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I was talking about that with the students as well. You know, I said, what would you do? What would you do to, you know, figure out who your ideal client is, your avatar, right?
Right.
And how do you keep them once you actually learn who they are?
Customer service and retention. Customer service. You know, people don't think about retention. They're always trying to get that new customer. It's the long-time customer. It's the customer that talks about you and you not having to talk about you. It's the level of service. It's providing people with options and choices and being accountable and taking responsibility when you make a mistake. We all Absolutely. Make mistakes. You know, one thing that gets to me though, when it comes to customer service, is when you call somewhere and you be hotter than fish grease, girl, you be mad. And the first thing they say is, I'm sorry. No, you're not. You're not sorry. But it's a way of diffusing the conversation and you know, doing that. But, you know, I never did that so much when I was in customer service. I listened. And I, you know, repeated back what the customer said to let them know that I was actively listening. And then they know that, okay, we're going to get this situation resolved. So you do a lot of that. You know, you're teaching them customer service. You're teaching them marketing. You're teaching them business. Tell me one of your success stories from one of your students.
Oh my gosh, I have so many. I have students who have, you know, sent me emails or sent me, I actually had a student who sent me a postcard and a beautiful pin from out west after they moved out west 10 years after I taught them in my course. And beautiful postcard saying, you know, I think of you often. I think about what you taught us. And I wanted to send you this pin, which is a teacher's pin. And I got my dream job because of what you taught us. And I've had a lot of students attain their dream jobs. I've had a lot of students who have started their own home-based businesses or their own businesses, photographers, dog walkers. I had somebody who opened up a veterinarian clinic.
Wow.
And they will say that they did it because of what I taught them. I've had students who have actually gone into or have gotten job promotions because of taking my courses. Because I tell them, don't look at this as just another course. Look at it as personal development.
Right.
And that is what I'm huge on, because there's nothing out there. And I got to tell you, April, that's what I mainly got into MLMs for, is the personal development.
Wow.
The personal development side of it.
Well, you know, something else that you do, you weren't afraid to retire, and you encourage others not to be afraid, because you show them how to pivot. You show
yeah.
them that life is not over just because you left a company of 20 years. Life has just begun. Taking your hobbies, taking, you know, courses, maybe writing a book, all of these things, supporting nonprofit organizations, starting your own, all of this is things that you teach. So I love what you say, you know, to be bold. But you also use another big $25 word, synergy. What
yes.
does synergy mean to you? Define that.
It means coming together. It all means coming together and working harmoniously within myself, the mind, the body, the soul, connecting it all and using that connection for good, letting other people know that it's okay and to give them an idea. So that's what I was always about. I was working full time. And it's a grueling job when you work at the police department. I worked all over in the police department, but you know what? I went back to school in the evening, and I went back to school to take business and marketing because it was a love. So I went there. And then from there, while I was actually taking the courses, I had a business on the side. It was a hobby that I turned into a business. And that's when I learned all about businesses and the benefits of having your own business as well. And I was actually asked, after I was taking these courses, to become an instructor because they wanted the world life experiences at the college. And that's what I taught. So yes, I did have a great job. Yes, I had amazing benefits. And yes, I know that a lot of people aren't that lucky to have what I have. I did retire, and I knew I was going to retire. I had a 5-year plan, and I made sure that I sat down with my 5-year plan and I put it all into place. The one thing that you have to do when you are working is you have to dream. So I don't know if you noticed, but I posted a picture of my bucket book.
Oh yeah.
My bucket book. It's a book because just writing down things, it's way too big to have a list for me. But I started that bucket book 5 years before I retired. And I would write stuff down in there. If I saw something on TV that I thought was amazing, I would write it down in my book. One day I want to visit such and such just because I saw it on TV.
Right.
And I want to do this. And I write it down. And you have to really dream. And what happens is when we see, believe it or not, when we see things that are written down, our brain processes it 60,000 times faster.
Wow.
60,000 times than if you just speak about it.
And what happens is, and if you write it with, you know, a pen in your hand instead of typing it on the computer, it processes differently as well.
Absolutely. But what happens is when your brain reads it, your brain actually will go about making it happen.
Right.
Even if it's something that's so far-fetched.
Right.
It'll make it happen. So right. When I wrote down that I wanted to be a teacher, I became a teacher. Yeah, it's my second career, but I still became a teacher.
And it's never too late.
No.
So you also teach yoga.
Yes.
That's a part of the synergy. That is a part of the connectivity. I tell people all the time, me and my daughter was having a conversation the other day because I was doing some yoga moves. And she goes, Mom, you do that really well. And I'm going, well, anybody can do child's pose.
That's great.
The biggest thing about it is you're connecting with the breath. You know, a lot of times when people start doing yoga, they are preparing for meditation. They're listening the body. They're connecting with the breath. They're breathing into certain areas that are trapped. Why did you start yoga practice?
Well, it was one of those deals where I loved going to yoga classes. I loved going to fitness classes. And I said, I could do this. So what did I do? I talked to the mentors. I talked to my instructors and I became an instructor.
Wow.
So that's what I'm saying, by taking your hobby and turning it into a paying position. But not only did I turn it into becoming a yoga instructor, but through that, the connections that you make, I actually connected with a good friend of mine who runs yoga classes and fitness classes through all of the all-inclusives in the Southern Hemisphere, all of these places, Mexico, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And now she just opened up Maldives, and you can go there and actually teach. If you're a certified instructor, you can go there and teach and stay for free. So it's a working vacation. So I never do anything without trying to figure out a way to turn it into a business. That's just what I do.
Because you maximize it and you expand it. So you have done so many things, and I am so impressed with you. I want to ask you one more thing. I want to hear a little bit about the secret products. I watched one of your Facebook Lives, and I used to be in the cosmetic industry. Oh, yes, honey. I know about a good mask and exfoliator and moisturizer. Brains moisturize. You know, I say this to my my friends down in Australia. It's hot and it's dry. Moisturize. So tell them a little bit about the secret products that you represent.
Well, I love these products. I have to admit, I'm a product of the product. And I was a product of the product before I even got the products and before I tried to tell anybody else about these products. But they're made right in Israel, and they contain mud and minerals from the Dead Sea. And I know that a lot of other products, they say that they contain mud and minerals from the Dead Sea, but not like these. These are the real deal. These are the real deal. And it's kind of cool because they also have nutrition, and now they're getting into travel. So I'm so, so excited. And it's kind of a well-rounded company, and it kind of encompasses me. It's synergistic, right? And they're just
synergistic. You can teach yoga. You can sell products. You can teach people how to start a business. Girl, you are on your way. I am so impressed. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Luann, because there's so much they can learn from you. They really can.
Absolutely. So if you want to contact me directly, I do have a website, luannhunt.ca. And I also am on Facebook, Luann Hunt Entrepreneur, if you want to check that out, which can lead to other Facebook pages, which we can talk about once you become one of my clients. And they can also just email me at coachlahunt@gmail.com.
That is all over the planet. Brains, this is what I need for you to do right now. I need you to go in and subscribe. I need you to the YouTube channel for On the Edge with April Mahoney. I need you to follow Luann Hunt. She can teach you. She can stretch you. She can mold you. She can mentor you. And scrub you.
She can make you beautiful.
Make you beautiful inside and out. And thank you so much, because I think that you are a beautiful soul. I'm so glad to have you here with me on the edge.
Me too. I just want to say thank you. This has been an amazing experience. Oh, and anybody who wants to meet April,
we're going to connect again and see exactly what's going on in the world, because you were in Canada, I'm in California. You're going to come down here. I'm going to come up there eventually. And we're going to all be one big happy family once again. So thank you so much for popping in, Precious. I appreciate and value you.
Thank you, April. I appreciate you too.